You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the big skies of Missoula, Montana, that was trumpeter, composer, and music educator Alan Vizzuti kicking things off on this new episode of Neon Jazz. That was the tune Bop Zooty off the 1995 album called Trumpet Summit, and it's a good listen. His father taught him the trumpet as a boy, and by the age of 16, he won the concerto competition and was awarded first chair in the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlochen, Michigan. He earned a BM, an MM, and a performer's certificate, and the only artist diploma ever awarded to a wind player from the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. At an earlier age, he had gone around quite a bit. Alan proceeded to jet set with his jazz skills from there, performing in 60 countries with so many jazz cats, it's hard to count. But he shared the stage with the likes of Chick Corea, Doc Severinsen, the Airmen of Note, the Army Blues, and old Woody Herman. He also performed on more than 150 motion picture soundtracks, like Back to the Future, Star Trek, Broadcast News, and 1941. And as we've said many times around here, you've probably heard him without knowing you have. The Alan Vizzuti trumpet method has become a standard for trumpet players and studies worldwide. And with that, his name will resonate for generations to come and to dig. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has sent more jazz echoes into space than almost any other town around, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a healthy dose of what we call the best jazz round. Speaking of that Kansas City town of ours, here's one of the finest in the early years to get things dancing. This is Benny Moten with the Kansas City Orchestra, I should say the famed Kansas City Orchestra, with the tune epitomizing things around here, Get Going.
Won't you get going, babe, babe, babe. Get going, there's a lawn that needs a mowing. You're a lazy river flowing. When are we gonna get the time to love? Get leaping, you're creeping. While the cabin needs a sweeping, soon the stars will be a-peeping. When are we gonna get the time to love? Evening's gonna fall, Lordy, love is gonna call. You'll see, ain't you shamed at all? Lazy, always catching flies and making eyes at me. Get going, get going. Instead of making speed, you're slowing. Soon the rooster will be crowing. When are you gonna get the time to love? Thank you. get going.
Hi, this is David White, jazz trombonist and music director of the David White Jazz Orchestra. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, the hottest jazz coming to you out of Kansas City, Missouri.
That was English clarinetist and vocalist Bernard Stanley Acker Belk. With the 2013 song Traveling Blues, Mr. Acker Belk.
I turned on the mic and distracted you there.
No, it's good.
No, I'll pop in here and tell you that if you were to speak to Acker, because he's an Englishman, it actually comes out Acker.
And that's what I was getting to. His getup kind of has that
the bolo hat and the tie, yeah.
The goatee, the bowler hat, striped waistcoat. He has that whole Benny Hill vibe going down.
Yep, and one of the nicest people you'll meet in the industry.
He looks like it on the album cover.
Very unassuming individual. Just loves to play and loves to play for the people.
Well, the beauty of him is he has a breathy, vibrato-rich, low-register clarinet style, which is very attractive. So he got his nickname, Acker, from the Somerset slang for friend or maid. Known as the great master of the clarinet, he has been vaulted into the same class as Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. Not bad company. Now let's dress up and head on into the original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra with their New Orleans flair from the turn of the century. Here they are with the original Tuxedo Rag.
Thank you. Hi-ya, everybody. This is Cato, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with your host, Joe Domino.
That was vibraphonist and what they call a modernist out of Chicago, Carl Lucafe, with the 2004 song Veered Blues off his album called Warrior. This album was his debut as a leader, featuring two quartets anchored by drummer Robert
Barty. He's a solid jazz cat out in the world today that demands a good ear to listen to his tunes, and you should get some. Let's keep the jazz rolling here on the show, eh? Our next cat is Gene Stone with his quintet with Bernie's tune off the 2006 album, an attractive one called Tenor Combustion.
Thank you. thanks for having us on your show. We highly recommend to anyone who affiliated with Jazz for Good to check out Joe's show, Neon Jazz. Keep the vibe going in Kansas City.
We'll be right back.
That was the readist and composer Matt Botter with his band called Day in Picture, with his new 2014 song called Octavia Minor, off a very nice album called Nightshades. Their overall vibe is influenced by jazz, free jazz, avant-garde, and popular rock music. His music strives for conceptual clarity and often focuses on elements of a wide range of genres, as I've mentioned, along with influences from both the literary and visual arts. After getting a BA of Fine Arts in Jazz and Contemporary Improvisation from the University of Michigan, he went on into the thriving music scene of Chicago, where he became an active composer and performer. He is now based in Brooklyn, and he comes highly recommended.
Here's another showstopper on this recently, hour he was of Neon Jazz,
and got a sparkling
with his orchestra
review.
Following somewhat obediently along. This is Maurice Menier with the 2010 song Too Marvelous for Words off his album Jazz in Paris.
Thank you. everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the very talented and venerable modern-day cat, Tim Hegarty, on the sax, along with being a composer with the 2014 song Gingerbread Boy off his album called Tribute. One of his rites of greatness comes from studying the likes of Jimmy Heath, Joe Henderson, John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, and the great Charlie Yardberg Parker. Very cool album worth picking up on CD, digital, or our favorite round here, good old time-tested vinyl. Speaking of vinyl, this is the guy for all ages here, and one that is no stranger to those waxy grooves. Jackie Springer with the tune All on the Floor off his 2009 album called Happy Dance Party. Again, that was the great Jackie Springer with the tune All on the Floor off his 2009 album called Happy Dance Party. And to end things off on this show, we're going to go out with jazz guitarist straight out of the streets of L.A. Orange County, Andy Waddell, with the 2013 song Answer off his album called Sunset to Seven. And with that, we have hit the end of our jazz path, but the journey will continue at a later date. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat known for leading a good journey or two, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Like what you heard? Let us know. We love to hear from you out there in radio land. You can reach us via email at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Boy, that's some good stuff. I'm ready for us to go worldwide. How about you, bud?
Man, wouldn't that be something?
So we could begin the show by saying, from the shores of Los Angeles to the frosty breakers of Maine, that is a long walk.
And here's your champagne bottle to christen the journey. Bam!
Neon Jazz.